referencing.
For the status you deserve and the value you expect, follow the star to Lexus of Route 10, part of the Celebrity Motor Car Group. Their number one focus is delivering the highest level of customer care. Experience the December to Remember sales event at Lexus of Route 10, 130 Route 10 West in Whippany.
Let the fit specialists at New Balance conduct an in-depth analysis of your feet and experience the difference of custom fit today. Visit the fit specialists at their two New Balance stores, 127 Old Country Road, Carl Place, and on Alexander Avenue in Lake Grove.
Listen to our doubleheader today, right after Football Sunday, with David Deal and Mark Melusis, as the Giants host the Chicago Bears at 1 p.m., with Giants game day at 11:30. Plus, Sunday night football from Pittsburgh at 7:30 as the Steelers take on the L.A. Chargers. Then keep it here tomorrow to talk about all the games with Boomer and Geo from 6 to 10, Beningo and Roberts from 10 to 1, CMB, Carlin, Maggie, and Bart from 1 to 3, and Mike Francesa from 3 p.m. to 6:30, including Giants quarterback Eli Manning at 5:05. All here on your flagship station for Giants football and the NFL. The Fan, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66, WFAN and WFAN FM, New York, a radio.com station. WFAN
2020. Good morning, it's 10:01. I'm Dave Uram. Giants and Jets searching for silver linings at this point. Big Blue hosts the Bears today, 1 o'clock right here on The Fan. Odell Beckham, a lot of respect for Khalil Mack and company.
They got one of the best defensive players in the NFL, in the world. He's a problem. You got EJ back there on the back end. You got Fuller. You got Prince. The linebackers are good. Floyd's over there. Like they've got a team. They got a squad. Their offense is playing at a high level.
Yeah, they're 8-3. Giants game day at 11:30. Jets are in Tennessee at 4:05. NFL Network reporting the plan is for Josh McCown to start because the team wants Sam Darnold to be 100% with that foot. Westwood One's coverage of Sunday Night Football between Steelers and Chargers starts at 7:30 right here on The Fan. College football playoff selection announcements at noon. Pretty safe to assume that Alabama, Clemson, and Notre Dame are locks. It's the fourth part that's a question. After beating Georgia yesterday, Nick Saban says the Bulldogs should get that nod.
Based on the teams that we've played this year, I think this team deserves to be in the playoff as well. I sure as hell don't want to play them again. All right, but that's the best compliment I can give you or give them.
Ohio State won the Big Ten, Oklahoma the Big 12. Rangers host Winnipeg tonight at 6. Jets beat the Devils yesterday 4-3 in OT. The Rangers fell to Montreal 5-2, and the Islanders rallied by Columbus at the Coliseum 3-2. Knicks beat the Bucks in overtime 136-134. Nets fell to the Wizards 102-88. The Robinson Cano Edwin Diaz Mets trade is expected to be official tomorrow. Best Friends Animal Society will host its biannual pet adoption on December 8th. And 9th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center. More than 600 dogs and cats will be there. Pets come spayed/neutered, vaccinated, and microchipped. Details at bestfriends.org. 49 and rain in Central Park, and that's what's happening. I'm Dave Uram with 2020 Sports at WFAN, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, Sports Radio 66. Your flagship station for New York sports. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. Just download the radio.com app.
It's Football Sunday on The Fan.
From 32 yards away, snap, ball down, kick is up. It's got the distance. It's good! It's good! The Colts have won it! The Colts have won it!
Kirk back to pass again. He's looking for gold in the end zone. Touchdown! Stephon Diggs! And it's 14-13 Green Bay.
Here's Miller over right guard. Has a little room. Breaks a tackle. 10, 15, 20, right side, 25, 30. He's to the sideline, the 40, the 50. He's going to go all the way. The 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Houston. 97 yards. That one's for you, Bob.
And here are your hosts for Football Sunday on The Fan, Mark Melusis and David Deal.
And Football Sunday on The Fan is sponsored by Fios by Verizon, 100% fiber optic network, 100% phenomenal. Visit getfios.com. It was Vikings, Colts, Texans radio networks that bring us out here, top of the 10 o'clock hour. Melusis and Deal with you, coming to you live from Reds here Stone's throw from MetLife Stadium. Giants and Bears. Pregame coverage comes your way. Bottom of the 11 o'clock hour. And we have a lot to get to. John Ewing, Action Network, will join us later on this hour. And Scott Grambling, Fantasy Football, will join us. DRF Sports Forum will join us. Top of the 11 o'clock hour, David. And before we get to the calls at 877-337-6666, we'll run around the league as well. You know, the startling and disturbing video that was released by TMZ, late this past week, where it showed Kareem Hunt, yeah. The talented running back, second year back for the Kansas City Chiefs, then to the Kansas City Chiefs, getting into an altercation at a hotel in Cleveland. I believe it was in February, right? In which he struck a woman, kicked her while she was on the ground as well, was trying to be held back by his friends. Got interviewed by the Chiefs about it. They never saw the video. The National Football League never saw the video. TMZ was able, obviously, because of finances, get their hands on the video, and they released it. He lied to Kansas City, then was promptly cut by the Kansas City Chiefs after being put on the commissioner's exempt list, right? And then so now he is no longer in the National Football League. And certainly, you put the football aside, you look at the domestic violence issue for the National Football League, where it continues to be a problem how the NFL and these teams handle it.
Yeah, I mean, for that to come out and, you know, all this stuff with the Reuben Foster stuff, for a father of an 11-year-old little girl, it makes you sick
it's
to
disturbing.
Your stomach. It's disturbing. And, you know, for everything to take place as fast as it should have, rightfully so. There's no excuse for what took place. The video shows it all. And the one thing that you will say is that, you know, with TMZ and their outlets, and they're able to go and get everything with the finances.
Well, how can
but
they
also,
get the video? The
but
chief?
Also, think about it this way. Where is Kareem Hunt from? Ohio. Where did it take place at?
Cleveland.
In Ohio. So when that happens, you know that he had some type of help and some type of thing to help cover up this video in order for the NFL and the Chiefs not to see it, if that's the case.
Well, reportedly the Chiefs interviewed him. He lied to them. They also had corroborating witnesses, I guess his buddies, that all backed up his story.
Saying that she was lying, it didn't happen.
There's also a report that came out in the last 24 hours that he also punched out a guy in June at a resort in Cleveland, Ohio.
No charges filed, nothing
happened. Nothing was filed there. So Hunt is an issue here, no question about it. But this is just such a terrible look for the National Football League, where it comes on the heels of Reuben Foster a week ago as a member of the 49ers getting arrested in the 49ers team hotel when they're on the road in Tampa to take on the Buccaneers, right? He gets arrested, promptly gets released by the San Francisco 49ers because it's his third altercation
in
2018. Yeah. The Redskins and Doug Williams and the Redskins put a claim in for him. They get him. And then you're having the Doug Williams, all-time
people
great,
that have done a lot worse.
Right, trying to walk it back, that you talk to the teammates. You can't have a guy get arrested for domestic violence, get cut by the 49ers, and then get picked up off waivers by the Washington Redskins within 72 hours.
And to say and use the term, we knew that we would get beat up by the PR behind this. I mean, talk about a complete lack of consciousness of what you're talking about and what's taking place. And it's clear, based upon everything that they said, they weren't concerned about the character and how they looked. All they cared about was the football player and the optics of that. And that's unfortunate, because when you sit here and you talk about this football team, right away, what happens with Alex Smith? He gets hurt. The voice of Colin Kaepernick, can he come out? No. So they blackball him. They don't want Colin Kaepernick because of all the stuffs with the protests and that it's in Washington, but it's okay to get Reuben Foster.
Right. It is okay because the Washington Redskins are going to look at Colin Kaepernick, and Daniel Snyder is going to say, well, it could affect our business model. In essence, Reuben Foster, he's going to help us because he's going to help us win football games, and people are going to forget about the fact that he might be an awful human being, a monster of a man, an abuser of women, but he can help make our defense better, and that's all the fans really care about. They'll forget about all that as long as Reuben Foster's helping us win games.
I don't think that's the case whatsoever, because this isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, let me ask you this, David. You don't think that, then why do you continue to see this? If it's not the case where the owners and GMs and talent evaluators, the decision makers within organizations that make these decisions to bring bad guys aboard, you know, in essence, guys, criminals aboard.
Yep.
because they're good football players. Doesn't it continue to back them up? Ratings are up, attendance. Do people in essence really care all that much about who's putting the uniform on as long as those guys are performing and helping them win games?
Well, obviously the Redskins don't. All they care about is winning and
losing
at the end of the
day. Well, they don't, but
they're
not the only example. I mean, there have been other teams in the National Football League where you've had this. Now, it hasn't been as much as hit you in their face with this, but there have been instances of this in the past, of guys being brought. Dante Stallworth, you go Leonard Little.
Yep.
I mean, there are guys, you look at domestic violence, the second chance opportunities. There are people within 48 hours of Hunt getting released by the Kansas City Chiefs, there are people on social media on air writing columns saying, well, when will Kareem Hunt be back in the National Football League? Because I think, in essence, he will. At some point in time, he's only 23 years of age. Kareem Hunt, I believe, will have one point. I'm not telling you it's right, but I think Hunt will once again be running the football in the NFL.
And when you sit here and you think about the optics of all that stuff, listen, I love the game of football. I was fortunate enough and blessed to play 11 seasons. But at the end of the day, I'm also a person that's out in the community trying to make a difference, not only for myself but for my daughter. And when you think about the type of things that the people will take and the chances that they will take just to win football games, it's really sad.
Well, what's going to change it?
I think that something that's going to change it is the way that the fans respond to it. That's the only way.
The only way where it hits the bottom line. Yep. You brought up Kaepernick. It was affecting the National Football League.
Yes, it was.
It was affecting their ratings. It was
their advertising, marketing,
revenue,
all that.
So Kaepernick doesn't have a job in the NFL. You think, in essence, that's when the NFL decision makers, talent evaluators will take notice when having these type of individuals, domestic abusers on teams are affecting their bottom line, then all of a sudden they'll take notice.
Yep.
Before that, no.
I don't think so.
Yeah, and I agree with you.
Because at the end of the day, it's going to be about a win or a loss, not about anything else.
877-337-6666. Let's head out to White Plains. It's Rich. It's the fan. What's going on, Rich?
Mark, David, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Rich. What's on your mind, bud?
I'm going to have to go ahead and disagree with you on Sam Darnold. It's been how long now since the alleged? And I say alleged because we never know how severe these things are. You know, teams exaggerate or downplay injuries. We know that. So how long has it been since he's been recuperating? 3 weeks?
This will be his third game, and then they had a bye week. About a month.
A month. Well, you know, I really think the kid needs to take the snaps. And these games right now are probably the most valuable, season games for him, because they don't matter, because he doesn't have the pressure to win. And I think it's more important that, you know, he play the game, he gets the snaps. We see that experience counts, you know, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Philip Rivers, you know, I know they've been years in the making, but still, I think the biggest consideration with Sam Darnold is giving the kid playing time.
Yeah, well, we agree. I mean, that's Rich, what we were saying, Rich. So we're on the same side of this ball.
Yeah, I mean, Rich, thanks a lot for the call. It's Darnold. I mean, he's not Travis Darnold's brother. It's Sam Darnold. But yes, I do get. I don't know if Rich was doing that for effect or not. But yes, it's important for him to play, David. He will play. He's just got to play when he's healthy. If he's not healthy, even if he's at 95%.
Don't risk it.
There's no reason to run him out there.
No reason to put him out there if he's not 100%. When he's 100%, you have to get him back on the field for the reps, plain and simple.
Let's head out to Brooklyn. It's Jerry. What's going on, Jerry?
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jerry.
You know, I went on Donald Trump's Facebook page, and I begged him to offer Chris Johnson an ambassadorship to Kuala Lumpur. I have had enough of Johnson & Johnson. They don't make enough Band-Aids and bandages to cover what's wrong with this team. In my opinion, it's a systemic problem, and that those are problems inherent in the overall system. You don't hire a GM and a coach and let them report directly to him. You got to make the GM hire the coach, in my opinion. Now, there are different relationships that GMs and coaches have with each other as far as duties and responsibilities go. But, you know, starting at the very top, let me tell you what I would do. Number one, I've had enough of Charlie Casserly. I've had enough of executive search firms. I've had enough of reporters and writers talking about patience. I've had enough. I've been a Jet fan and a season ticket holder for a very, very long time.
You wanna win.
And in my opinion, I would probably go after Harbaugh, either one of them, if they're available. I would probably hire Ozzie Newsome as the GM. I think he knows how to build a team. I would probably go right after Mike Pouncey, from the Steelers, who's going to be a free agent, a nice center. He's making $800,000. That's a joke. I would go after him. And I think we can attract the top coach when you have $100 million to spend in free agency. You're in good position for the draft, and you have a young quarterback that you could develop.
I
tell you something. I just hope. They'll never sell the team, but I'm just hoping somebody could reach Chris Johnson. Thanks, guys.
Jerry was wrong. You got to let it go.
Yeah,
there's a lot to unwrap there with Jerry. Number one is I get the frustration with Chris and Woody Johnson and now Chris Johnson running the team. I get it. They're going to get a new head coach, and they're going to get, I believe, an offensive-minded coach. And let's see exactly where they go this offseason. I think the pressure to me is not necessarily on the coach that comes in. It's going to be on here on Maccagnan as GM. Twofold. $90 to $100 million to spend. And you look at him, as we talked about the failures over and over again of Jerry Reese, there have been a lot of failures of Mike Maccagnan in the NFL draft. He wants to tell you that he's a scout, wants to say that he loves scouting the college game. He's got to start to hit on some of these draft choices, because there have been a lot of misses under Mike Maccagnan.
And not only do they have all that money, but the great thing is, with the Sam Darnold move up, they didn't waste a first-round draft pick on it, and figure they got a third-round draft pick from the Saints for the Teddy Bridgewater deal.
They did. We'll come back. We'll run around the league. It's Melusis and Deal. 13th NFL Sunday. We're coming to you live from Reds here on this rainy Sunday. Take it right up until 11:30. Giants-Bears pregame comes your way then, right here. Where else? The Fan in New York.
Keep it right here for more Football Sunday on The Fan. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
At Toyota, November is Govember. Everyone's raving about our Black Friday savings. Go explore in the versatile RAV4. It's built for adventure with cargo space for all your gear. Go road trip in the roomy Highlander with comfortable seating for up to 8. Go turn heads in the exhilarating Camry with style that captivates. Go to your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota value lasts, but these deals won't. Govember ends soon. Learn more at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Atlantic Health System urges you to act FAST for stroke signs. Face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, timing is critical. Call 911 immediately.
This winter, have yourself a grown-up snow day with winter tires from Michelin and build a snowman on a Tuesday. Between November 14th and December 14th, you can get a $70 reward card after submission with purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. Redline Tire Pros, hassle-free, guaranteed. Find out more online at RedlineTireNY.com. See participating stores for complete details. Void where prohibited. Offer expires 12/14/18.
Hey, it's Carl Banks for Kia. You know, I've been telling you how much I love driving my Kia Sorento. But it's not just that the Sorento is rugged and refined. It's smooth ride. The safety features like active all-wheel drive, the advanced system that gives you control in all types of weather, or the technology. It's everything. And the quality of my Sorento really does impress me. Now you can discover Kia's industry-leading quality and why customers are very happy with their Kia Sorento purchase with just a simple test drive when you stop by your local Kia dealer. This month, Kia is offering great deals on Sorento, the larger SUV that has anti-lock brakes standard, the available third-row seating, just like the one I'm driving, the head-turning Optima sedan that is loaded with comfort, the sporty Forte sedan, which has tons of technology, the Sportage, built for life's adventures, or the classic yet modern Stinger. To check out all the great offers on the full line of Kia models, just visit KiaDealers.com or stop into your local New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut Kia dealer today and tell them Carl sent you.
Hear that? That's music to every basketball fan's ears. And this season, you can get in on the action with William Hill, America's number one sports book, taking over 1 million bets a day, and now taking bets on basketball in New Jersey. So bet now on the app or at WilliamHill.com. world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800-GAMBLER.org.
Hi, it's Jerry Laracuda, president of CSEA Nassau Local 830. What's going on with our football teams? Something's got to change. These quarterbacks need protection, just like the protection CSEA Nassau Local 830 gives its members each and every day. While you can't always count on your favorite team, you can always count on the men and women of CSEA Local 830, fighting for our members who provide hundreds of essential services every day. We never quit.
CSEA, Local 830. We work for you.
These are the moments sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Good morning. It's 10:20. I'm Dave Hiram. Three of the four spots in the college football playoff are pretty much locks: Alabama, Clemson, and Notre Dame. The fourth one is creating debate. Georgia lost the SEC title game to Alabama after a very, very quality season. Oklahoma won the Big 12. Ohio State the Big 10. Urban Meyer making the case for the Buckeyes.
I think there should be a lot of merit in winning your conference, which we did. You look at the road wins we had at Penn State, at Michigan State, at TCU. And then, obviously, the way we played against the fourth-ranked team in America.
The announcement show is this afternoon to the pros, where the Giants host the Bears. 1 o'clock today on The Fan. Pat Shermer recognizes the strength of Chicago as generating turnovers.
Not necessarily about always the turnover. It's, okay, what do you do after the turnover? You know, the team we're playing is very good at getting points after turnovers. So it's the response to the turnover as well. So it's all connected.
Giants game day is at 11:30. Jets are in Tennessee for a date with the Titans at 4:05. NFL Network reporting yesterday that the plan is for the Jets to start Josh McCown at quarterback. They want Sam Darnold to be 100%. Rangers are home for Winnipeg tonight after losing to Montreal 5-2. Those Jets defeated the Devils yesterday 4-3 at the Rock in overtime. Islanders beat the Jackets 3-2 at an electric Coliseum. Knicks over the Bucks in overtime 136-134. Nets lost to the Wizards in D.C. 102-88. And a good game in women's college basketball. Basketball today, number 2 UConn plays number 1 Notre Dame. With reports every 20 minutes, this is Dave Uram, WFAN 2020 Sports.
Rick Springfield, live.
You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had
17
Jesse's
top 40
girl.
Hits.
You better love somebody. It's like you better love somebody.
Monday, December 31st at 9 p.m. Grand Theater at Foxwoods Resort Casino. Tickets on sale now at foxwoods.com or call 1-800-200-2882. Click to rickspringfield.com for more.
Heading to the Meadowlands for some football, Red's Restaurant and Beer Garden is just down the block from the stadium and has earned a reputation as the place to be before and after all games. On football Sundays, Red's opens and shuttle operation begins at 9 a.m. Shuttles run every 5 to 10 minutes and never stop running throughout the game. Book your shuttle service and parking directly online at redsrestaurant.com. That's R-E-D-D-S restaurant.com. Red's, in the heart of the Meadowlands.
Looking to sell your house? Whether it's a Cape Cod or Craftsman, two beds, two baths, full baths, half baths, no baths, which is kind of odd, a fixer-upper, a newly renovated, a hardwood floored, a tile floored, or plain old dirt floored, our agents know the market, the trends, and the insights to help you go from for sale to sold. When it comes to selling your home, we recommend what's right for you. That's the sign of a RE/MAX agent. Visit RE/MAX.com to find your home and agent now. Each office independently owned and operated.
Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, offering competitive odds on game lines, futures, and prop bets. With 50-plus in-game bets on pro football games, make bets while the game is being played, like who will score next, how will the current drive finish. You will earn rewards for every bet you place with our innovative loyalty program. Sign up now. We'll match your first deposit up to $250 using one of our 12 deposit methods. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Football Sunday on The Fan with Mark Malusis and David Deal.
All right, I want to personally invite you out to the FanDuel Sportsbook. It's New Jersey's number one sportsbook, open 7 days a week. The FanDuel Sportsbook located right inside the Meadowlands Racetrack. I'll be there right after today's show. Can't wait. Now, here's the important part. How do you get to the FanDuel Sportsbook? Coming to today's game, you have a parking pass, right? So park the car, head on over to Lot G, and catch the free round-trip racetrack shuttle, which takes you to the FanDuel Sportsbook. Don't have a parking pass? Just come right over here to Reds. Join David and myself, Tommy, Martin, and the boys, and grab the $10 shuttle to MetLife Stadium. From there, jump on the free round-trip racetrack shuttle that drops you off at the FanDuel Sportsbook, or just take mass transit to MetLife Stadium, walk to the free racetrack shuttle Lot G. It runs continuously, so you won't miss kickoff. Plus, you can avoid all the post-game traffic by watching and wagering on the late games at the FanDuel Sportsbook. They'll shuttle you back to your car or train. For info, visit playmetalands.com/FanDuel. Must be 21 or older to wager. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. A lot of Bears fans here.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you. David catching up, talking about the South Side, White Sox.
That's right.
I mean, the old stomping grounds here for David Deal. A lot of Bears fans. You see the Peyton jerseys, the Mac jerseys, everything alike. They will be well represented today at MetLife Stadium.
They traveled here for this game, that's for sure.
Well, there's no question about it. It is kind of Chicago weather today. Rain, a little cold. I mean, it is kind of that kind of weather. All right, David, let's run around the league a little bit here. Start with the 1 o'clock games and then touch upon certainly the game that highlights the 4 o'clock action, Minnesota-New England, and then the late game tonight, Chargers and Pittsburgh in the Steel City. It will be a good one. Let's start our journey down in Atlanta as the Falcons get set to entertain the Baltimore Ravens. A Ravens team now that has looked a lot differently now with quarterback Lamar Jackson taking over for the banged-up Joe Flacco. Ground game has looked better as well with Gus Edwards, the former Scarlet Knight, running the football past couple weeks for Baltimore, too. Now they go on the road, take on an Atlanta team in which this has been, whether it be injury, bad performance, this has been a disastrous year for the Atlanta Falcons, a team that was believed to be one of the more talented teams in the NFC. They're sitting here now at 4-7 going into their Week 13 matchup.
Now, this is a big game for the Baltimore Ravens. You think about the way that Lamar Jackson has been able to run the football. Think about it. They've been going 22 personnel because of his legs. Two running backs, two tight ends, being able to own the line of scrimmage. And I think that that plays a factor into this game in Atlanta, the fact that they have injuries on the defensive side at all levels. I think this is a game that the Baltimore Ravens win in Atlanta.
Yeah, don't disagree with you. All right, how about to Cincinnati we go next? The Bengals entertaining the Denver Broncos. A Broncos team the last couple weeks went on the road, came back and beat the Los Angeles Chargers, and then last week knocked off the Pittsburgh Steelers. How about Denver today going up against the Bengal team with obviously change of quarterback due to injury, with the Red Rifle being out, and a lot of issues up there in Cincinnati, a team that got off to a good start this year, but we've seen it really get untracked and untracked badly.
I think that this is going to be a big game for Royce Freeman and Philip Lindsay going up against the last place defense in the NFL. I think that the one thing that you know that on the offensive side of the ball for the Bengals, they're going to have to try to find some way to get Mixon and Giovanni Bernard going. Otherwise, it's going to be a long day, and Bradley Chubb and Von Miller are going to be in the backfield the entire time. So for this one, I'm going Denver Broncos at Cincinnati.
Yeah, I agree with you, and the Broncos are a four-point favorite on the road against the Bengals this afternoon. The Rams going to Detroit to take on Patricia and the Lions, a Rams team coming off the bye. There were only two teams with a bye last week. That was the Rams and the Chiefs. You're going to have to lay 10 with Los Angeles. I just have little to no confidence in Detroit, and I look at the Rams. You take climate out of it because they're playing in the dome in Detroit, so that will not be a factor. I just don't see the Lions defensively, and they've slowed down some teams. They took care of business at home against the New England Patriots this year. However, I think the Rams are a different beast. I think they roll it up on Detroit this
year. You know, a lot of people say, well, this could be a trap game. It can't be a trap game when both Kerryon Johnson and Marvin Jones Jr. are out and on injured reserve. You know that the Rams are coming into this game averaging 35 points a game. The Lions have not scored 32 points in a game this entire season. I think the Rams go in and win this game easily.
Yeah, me as well. All right, to Lambeau Field we go. Packers, who admittedly have got to win out in order to get themselves into the playoff chase in the NFC. This should be an easy win today at home against the Arizona Cardinals with Josh Rosen, who continues to make the mistakes and show the inexperience as a rookie signal caller. There are issues in Lambeau, though. McCarthy, they don't make the playoffs. They'll probably be looking for a new head coach after this season. They played a lot of, they could have beaten New England up in Foxborough, could have beaten the Rams in Los Angeles. They could have beat Seattle up in Seattle. Seattle. Yep. We know that. Last week, you got too aggressive on the road in Minnesota against the Vikings, end up costing you. Now they come back home to take on an Arizona Cardinal team, and this should really Arizona last week jumped out on top of Los Angeles 10-0, and then they got their doors blown off. I don't see Arizona making this one close against Green Bay. You?
Either do I. I know that Green Bay's defense has a lot of injuries on that side of the ball, but they can feast on one of the worst offenses in the NFL. Think about this. The Cardinals are last in scoring, last in rushing, last in passing, last in total offense, and last on third down.
It was all Mike McCoy's fault.
So I think in this one that the Green Bay Packers win at home.
All right, down to South Beach we go next. How about the Bills and Miami Dolphins? I'll give McDermott credit. This was considered to be one of the worst teams coming into the year, Buffalo. Not much was expected, anticipated. Allen got hurt. We know there's something to be said for a head coach where they just continue to see fight from the team in Buffalo. And you have, for the most part. There have been a couple games this year on the road, Indianapolis, where they got their doors blown off. A couple other instances where it's been bad football. But even with all that, they're sitting here. They're 4-7.
Yep.
They played hard here for McDermott this season.
They're still one of the best defenses and one of the, but they did struggle last week, giving up 226 up against Jacksonville and Leonard Fournette, who was forced out in the fourth quarter. But I think the Dolphins are going to try to find a way to gash with Frank Gore and Kenyon Drake on the inside of the Bills' defensive line. I think that quarterback Ryan Tannehill is going to come back with a nice return in this game. I'm actually picking the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, I like the Dolphins as well. Do you think Tannehill's the long-term solution? Do you think he's the answer at quarterback for Miami?
I don't think he is because of the injuries that he's faced time and time again.
All right, down to Tampa Bay we go. How about Carolina, at one point you would look at one of the upper echelon teams. They've hit a little bit of an abutment last week, and last week was a tough loss at home against the Seattle Seahawks. Now they go on the road against a Tampa team who defensively last week at home actually played well against the San Francisco 49ers. San Fran only scored 9 points in that game. Now Carolina comes to town. I would expect DJ Moore. I would expect the Cam Newton. Christian McCaffrey, who had 100 yards rushing, 100 yards receiving a week ago in a loss against Seattle. I would think that this is a game where Carolina offensively there's going to be a high-scoring affair. You're going to see a lot of gaudy numbers in this one.
They've won three of their last three contests, and if we want to go back to week four, this is where Carolina put their most point total with 42. I think that DJ Moore is going to have a big game, and I also think that Christian McCaffrey is going to have a big game. Levante David, their best linebacker, is coming back off of an injury from a sprained MCL. Not a time to come back when you're going up against one of the best running and catching running backs in the NFL. I'm going Carolina in this one.
All right, let's go to Jacksonville next. Bortles now on the bench. Nathaniel Hackett fired as offensive coordinator. One of the great disappointments they can remember in the National Football League in quite some time, the Jaguars. Last year being this close to getting themselves to a Super Bowl, having a lead on the road up in Foxborough against the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. And this year has been an unmitigated disaster. And even Coughlin took some blame when he met with the media earlier in the week. Now they take on a Colt team. It's amazing. You protect Andrew Luck. Look at what Luck's able to do.
Yeah.
He's throwing the football. Looks great. Offensive line has been fantastic. Nelson, who we talked about going into the draft last year, has kind of transformed what that offensive line does week in and week out. And Luck is playing at an MVP level this year for the Indianapolis Colts. Spread is a little strange. It's only 4. But I think the Colts take care of business against the Jaguar team, where I think a lot of those guys are looking forward to the offseason.
The way that they've been able to revitalize Eric Ebron's career and the way that they've been getting the ball to T.Y. Hilton.
He looks like he's back in North Carolina.
It's no coincidence. Andrew Luck on third down throwing the ball has been completing it at 67% on third down. I think that this is one that if they have Marlon Mack, we'll see if it's going to get cleared with the concussion, that they can lean on the run game. But think about the Jacksonville Jaguars going to Cody Kessler. He hasn't started a game since 2016. So for that reason, I am going with the Indianapolis Colts.
All right, how about Houston? Winners of 8 in a row now after their 0-3 start. They're home to take on the Cleveland Browns, who look a lot better now offensively with Freddie Kitchens now as their offensive coordinator running that offense. And Greg Williams, a lot of the turmoil off the field is now gone after they got rid of their OC and their head coach in Hugh Jackson. They've looked a lot better, but this Texans team, Bill O'Brien, after that 0-3 start, never thought that they'd rip off 8 in a row. First team in NFL history to do that. It's remarkable what the Texans have been able to do, and Deshaun Watson looks like the player he did before the ACL injury last year.
He does, and the way that they've been able to not only to run the inside zone scheme, but power scheme with two tight ends on the line of scrimmage to allow Watson to have the time that he didn't have to start the season. But I'm going to tell you this. This is going to be my upset of the day.
You like the Browns.
I like the Browns in this game. I think
biggest reason.
The way that the defense of the Texans like to attack, it's one that Baker Mayfield can use his legs to get outside the pocket. I think that they're going to have a way defensively to make sure that they get Deshaun Watson trapped in the pocket to where he doesn't have a clear view. I think this is a time where that offensive line for the Texans continues to go back to the early season struggles. I'm going Cleveland.
All right, let's head out to Oakland we go next as we tip off the 4 o'clock action. The Raiders get set to entertain the Kansas City Chiefs. And a Chief team, even with everything surrounding Hunt, now Spencer Ware steps in. He's going to be the guy that's going to be the go-to guy. Oakland, I just don't think there's a lot of teeth to Oakland right now. I don't think that the Raiders are going to provide all that much of a hindrance today to what the Chiefs want to do offensively.
And you think about the Chiefs' defense, they thrive on big plays, sacks, turnovers, getting after the quarterback. And think about the Raiders, they are 27th right now in protecting Derek Carr. I think the Kansas City goes to Oakland and wins this one.
Do you give the 49ers any shot of pulling off a stunner in Seattle?
I don't.
Neither do I.
I think the way that the Seattle Seahawks have reinvented running the football, not only using two tight ends, but bringing a wide receiver in to seal it as well to protect Russell Wilson and get back to their game, I think Seattle wins that one.
And give Pete Carroll a lot of credit. I think it's one of the great coaching jobs that nobody talks about this year in the NFL.
No, you have to give him a lot of credit for the way that they've been able to turn things around. And not only him, but Brian Schottenheimer, the offensive coordinator, being able to dictate the tempo of the football game, knowing that he has to protect Russell Wilson. And you could see it showing up on film.
And then we saw last week the Patriots come into MetLife. Now today they entertain the Minnesota Vikings, a Viking team that's starting to gain themselves a little bit.
Yep.
Offensively and defensively as well. Now, it's never easy to go up into Foxborough. I think the Vikings, even though I don't completely trust them and didn't trust them last week at home against Green, I actually think the Vikings are going to play really well. I think they got a shot to pull off the upset today in Foxborough.
You know, one of the things that you know that when you're facing up against Tom Brady in this offense, you know that they're only going to probably rush four and dial in some blitzes. But when you think about the way that the New England Patriots have been able to run the football, going back to running out of the eye up against the Jets, that's how they're going to have to win and beat the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota Vikings this year have only given up 11 touchdowns by passing. So in order to win this football game, they're going to have to run it. I think Sony Michel has a big game. A lot of the spotlight for the defense for the Vikings is how well does Harrison Smith play, because he is really the catalyst of what they want to do on the defensive side of the ball. Unfortunately, I don't think it's enough. I think New England wins.
And then the Chargers and Steelers tonight in Pittsburgh. I hate Roethlisberger throwing his teammate on the bus.
How could you not?
What are you doing if you're Big Ben?
But is this the first time we've seen this
happen? No, but he can't be doing that.
No, of course not.
And then you get Los Angeles. The Chargers team now goes on the road. Rivers last week only had one incompletion. What about this Los Angeles team and how well they played this year?
I just think the way that they set up offensively, it doesn't matter whether a defense is running zone or man. They've been able to digest things, either going two overs or out and ups. I think that this is one that the Los Angeles Chargers go to Pittsburgh and win.
Well, you do.
Yeah.
I'm going to disagree with you. We'll chat about that during the Sunday night game. But I like the Steelers tonight to knock off Los Angeles. We'll find out, though. Coming up straight ahead, John Ewing, Action Network, will join David and myself as we come to you live from Reds. But you don't need to play for the Giants to feel like part of the action once again. This football season, Adorama is proud to be the official electronics retailer of the New York Giants. From cameras to lenses, guitars to golf range finders, you can get it all. Wear Adorama, including getting free training on anything you buy. Adorama, world's only full-service destination for photo and electronics. No place else in the world like Adorama. This week, Aaron the Mensch has teamed up with Google, wants you to win the Google 7-inch touchscreen home hub with built-in Google Assistant. And all you need to do is register at Adorama.com/Giants. Once again, win the Google Home Hub with Google Assistant. And to register, visit Adorama.com/Giants. That's it. Adorama, 42 West 18th Street, between 5th and 6th Avenues in New York City. Hop online, Adorama. Hop online, Adorama.com. Adorama, so much more than a camera store.
Keep it right here for more Football Sunday on The Fan.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
If you were sexually abused as a child, attorneys Jeff Anderson and Associates may be able to help. Please visit AndersonAdvocates.com to heal your past and protect New York children today. Again, that's AndersonAdvocates.com. 57 West 57th Street, 4th floor, New York, New York, 10019.
Did you know that the number one advance in prostate cancer treatment in over a decade is a powerful, extremely accurate radiation therapy called CyberKnife? And that NYU Winthrop Hospital is the number one CyberKnife center for prostate cancer treatment in the entire country? CyberKnife is as effective as surgery for prostate cancer, but with no pain, no incontinence, and less risk of impotence. What's more, CyberKnife treatment is incredibly convenient. Just 5 brief appointments in 1 week. You should also know that NYU Winthrop has CyberKnife centers in Mineola, Long Island, and in Manhattan on Amsterdam Avenue between 66th and 67th Streets. NYU Winthrop has treated more prostate cancer patients with CyberKnife than anyone. So for the best CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, go to Winthrop, the number one CyberKnife center in the country. To learn more, call 1-866-WINTHROP or visit nyuwinthrop.org/nycyberknife. NYU Winthrop Hospital. Your health means everything.
If you're parking in downtown New York or at the airport, be sure to use the Spot Hero app. Spot Hero will show you the closest location to your destination, then let you compare prices and reserve your spot in advance. You can even save $10 off your first park by using promo code CITY on the app. That's promo code CITY.
For the status you deserve and the value you expect, follow the star to Lexus of Route 10, part of the Celebrity Motor Car Group. Their number one focus is delivering the highest level of customer care. Experience the December to Remember sales event at Lexus of Route 10, 130 Route 10 West in Whippany.
Good morning, it's 10:40. I'm Dave Uram. Giants Bears, 1 o'clock today on The Fan. Giants game day at 11:30. Big Blue just trying to play some good football as their chances in a bad NFC East are basically over. Odell Beckham's mindset.
Keep winning games. That's it. I mean, never know what could happen.
Meantime, the Jets visit the Titans at 4:05. Expectation is Josh McCown starts, according to the NFL Network. College football playoff field's going to be announced today. The fourth spot is the one in serious question. Georgia, Ohio State, Oklahoma on the bubble. Sooners head coach Lincoln Riley gave his case after winning the Big 12.
I know how close we were to it last year, to being right there in the last one. And I have every bit as much of confidence in this team, this offense, this defense, this special teams as I did sitting on the stage last year at this time. I know we can. I have zero doubt.
Georgia lost the SEC to Alabama. Nick Saban definitely does not want to see them again. Ohio State won the Big Ten. Rangers are home for Winnipeg tonight. Blue Shirts lost to Montreal 5-2. Jets topped the Devils 4-3 in overtime. Islanders a thrilling win at the Coliseum over the Blue Jackets 4-3. Knicks snapped their, 3-2 rather. Knicks snapped their two-game losing streak, beat the Bucks at the Garden 136-134 in OT, and the Nets fell to the Wizards in D.C. 102-88. D'Angelo Russell and Spencer Dinwiddie with only 8 points apiece. With reports every 20 minutes, this is Dave Uram, WFAN 2020 Sports.
Looking for the perfect gift this holiday season? Something that will take on meaning as the years go by? Ancestry DNA is more than a gift. It's a unique discovery. Ancestry DNA could tell you if you're from Sicily, Senegal, Sweden, or all three. No other test brings family stories to life like Ancestry DNA. With over 350 region results, there are 2 times the geographic detail of other DNA tests. For a limited time, Ancestry DNA is on sale for $59. Visit Ancestry.com/give to get a kit today. That's Ancestry.com/give.
With the holiday season approaching, the New Jersey Transit Police Department reminds you that we all need to work together to keep our transit system safe. If you ride the train or bus, if you live or work near a station, be alert and aware of your surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-390-9528. That's 800-390-9528. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. The help you need could be one call away. 800-390-9528. Make the free call now. 800-390-9528. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Hey, guys, if I asked you what size socks you wear, you'd probably say a range like 9 to 12, right? But that's not a size. It's 4 sizes. So how can a sock meant to fit four different size feet fit any of them right? They can't. That's why I love Kane 11 socks. They make it simple with socks that come in individual shoe sizes from 7 to 17. It just makes sense, folks. And with Kane 11 socks, you get a lot more than just socks in an individual shoe size that fit perfectly. You'll also love the quality of their premium fibers like merino wool, crafted in the perfect weight and cushioning for year-round comfort. And they look as great as they feel and fit with a confident and understated style you can wear anytime, anywhere. They're also a great gift for that guy who has everything because he doesn't have these. Kane 11 socks, precisely your size. Right now, save 20% when you go to Kane11.com and use code Boomer. That's K-A-N-E-1-1, code Boomer. You're going to love these socks.
It's Football Sunday on The Fan with Mark Malusis and David Deal.
Malusis and Deal with you, coming to you live from Reds here on this 13th NFL Sunday. Let's get the thoughts right now. John Ewing, Action Network, joins us now as he does each and every week here on Football Sunday. Good morning, John. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, boys? Ready for another Football Sunday?
Yeah, I know. It's an interesting slate of games when you look at it, John. And David and myself, we just went around the league a little bit. We focused in early on in the show on the Jets and the Giants. And let's start there. You know, rainy conditions here at MetLife Stadium as the Giants get set to entertain the Chicago Bears. The Bears, once again, will be starting their backup quarterback in Daniels. What do you do with this game, if at all?
Starting there with the quarterback situation, I don't think it's a downgrade at all going from Trubisky to Daniel. I watched him throughout college as a fellow Mizzou alumni. He was excellent at college, never really had a chance until now at pro level, but I think we saw what he can do in that second half on Thanksgiving. He looked competent. I think he's going to have a nice day this Sunday against the Giants. And when you just look at the biggest matchup in this game, it's the Bears pass rush against the Giants offensive line. Eli Manning's one sack away from tying a career high in sacks. The Giants offensive line ranks 26th in adjusted sack rate. They're going to go up against Khalil Mack and Akeem Hicks, who is Pro Football Focus, is number 5 overall interior defender. I think they get after Manning all day. That defensive line should be the difference, and with it not being a big step back from Trubisky to Daniel or at all, I like the Bears as favorites on the road.
All right, so you like the Bears today on the road out at MetLife Stadium. How about the Jets and Titans down in Tennessee late game?
Yeah, looking at this matchup, you know, it's hard to trust the Titans from what we've seen the last couple weeks. They're very inconsistent at times. They can beat the Patriots, and then they get blown out by 20 points the next week. But this matchup, I think, is a get-right spot for Tennessee. Marcus Mariota looked great on Monday Night Football. He was 22 of 23 for over 300 yards and 2 touchdowns. Somehow they lost by 17. That's almost unheard of. So if he plays efficient, I don't think the Jets are going to be able to take advantage of the Titans' biggest weakness, which is pass defense. I think they just announced McCown's going to start for the Jets today. So even though Tennessee's inconsistent and this number is high, if I had to play a side, I'd lean Titans at home, although I don't love this number really one way or the other. It's 10.5 right now, I think, at most books.
All right, so you wouldn't necessarily touch Jets and Titans based on the number, and you do like the Bears on the road today against the Giants. We're being joined here by John Ewing, Action Network. All right, John, each and every week you give us your 3 strongest plays of the day. When you look at the entire board, where you go and pick one?
Oh, boy. These are ugly, okay? So just hold your nose and swallow hard. We're going all big dogs. Let's start with Rams and Lions. L.A., a Super Bowl favorite. Last we saw them, they were beating up on the Chiefs in a shootout. Of course, they should win this game easily, right? At least that's what casual bettors think. Over 70% of tickets are coming in on L.A., but the Action Network's power rankings has this game Rams by 7. Our simulations have it closer to a 5-point game. So this number is just inflated, and the value's on the home dog. So even though the Lions look like a team that are out of the playoffs, and the Rams should win a Super Bowl, This would be a great time to fade the favorite, take the points.
All right, so you take the Lions and the points would be pick one.
Another team. How about another big home dog? Raiders, Chiefs, another team in the Kansas City that's getting a ton of public support, more than 70% of spread tickets. This line opened 15.5, which was the largest road favorite since 2007. It's been bet down now to 14. I got it at 15. I still like it at 14 for the Raiders. This is another spot where the line's just simply inflated. Our simulations have Kansas City as a 10-point favorite on average. We've also seen that these large road favorites have struggled historically. Since 2003, they've covered less than 40% of the time. You just can't trust these teams. You know, they just want to win. They don't care about the spread. So history and the Sims say Oakland is undervalued. And then the last team I'm looking at is the 49ers. They're getting 10 points on the road in Seattle. To me, I think it's just a letdown spot for the Seahawks. They got that huge win on the road in Carolina a week ago. Plus, our Sims have this game closer to Seattle, -7. So this is all a math-based week for me. The numbers say these teams are inflated. The public is on the other side. So I'll go against it, and I'm taking the points with the big dogs.
All right, wow. So you like three big dogs. You like the Lions plus the points, the Raiders plus the points, and the 49ers plus the points.
Gulp. I swallow really hard placing these bets.
You know, John, all right, so we'll get to, you know, which big favorite you think can get. Let's do that now. When people are looking at knockout picks when you get here to week 13, a lot of the big teams are off the table because they've been used already. But if I were to ask you the biggest favorite you think could lose the game outright today, which one do you think has the chance of getting upset?
I was going to say, my lean would be towards the Lions pulling the upset over the Rams.
Wow.
It just seems like a spot where something funky could happen. I was on the Cowboys on Thursday Night Football. It was same setup where you have a team that looks like a Super Bowl contender. The number was clearly inflated. The public was on the side of the chalk. And then what happened? The home underdog won outright. Shocking a lot of people, not myself. So I just see this kind of has the same feel to me. So not going to be surprised if L.A. lays an egg on the road here and gets upset.
We're talking to John Ewing, Action Network. Two headline games today. Get your thoughts on those two. Number one, how about Vikings-Patriots up in Foxborough?
Always scary to bet against Brady and Belichick. They, for their career, covered more than 60% of the game. But under Mike Zimmer, the Vikings have been very good as underdogs, 23-12 against the spread. And when they get more than a field goal, it goes 16-5 against the spread. And we saw they looked good last week against the Packers. I think it's too many points here that New England's laying. Our model agrees as well that this number was slightly inflated. So if I'm going to play this game, I'm going to take the points with the Vikings.
All right, so you would take the Vikings and the points if you play the game. And everyone always looks to maybe try and get right in the Sunday night affair. How about Chargers and Steelers tonight?
Yeah, what a fun game here. Pittsburgh, I thought, should have won that game last week. Way too many turnovers in the red zone. A terrible throw by Roethlisberger that ended that game. I thought they could have easily won and covered. And now they're at home, favored by only a field goal against a Chargers team. That has shown some inconsistencies at times throughout the season. For me, I like Pittsburgh in a bounce-back spot here. We've seen historically Big Ben has played well and covered the number better than 60% of the time following a loss. So I just think this is a situation where some bettors are going to be off the Steelers because they let them down last week against Denver. But I think a bounce-back spot here for the home favorite.
Johnny, I got to ask you. I went on a limb. I picked a underdog in this weekend, and I picked the Browns over Houston. Give us something about that game.
Yeah, I like that pick. I'm on the Browns, too. I took them earlier this week. I just think the Texans, you know, they have the longest winning streak now in the NFL. But if you go back through those eight wins, five of them by seven or fewer points, that's usually pretty fluky. You know, I think Deshaun Watson is improving from his injury last year, and their defense with the front seven can get pressure. But I like what we've seen from this Cleveland team since they fired Hugh Jackson. It just seems like they're being able to play at a higher level defensively, offensively. Baker Mayfield obviously looked great a week ago. So 6 points seemed like a bit much to me. That line has come down at some books to 5.5, so might be seeing some sharp action taking the points with the Browns.
All right, John, we're talking to John Ewing, Action Network. You're always good for a prop bet or two each and every week. Where you go this week?
Yeah, in that Rams-Lions game, Josh Reynolds, he's stepping in for the injured Cooper Kupp. His over-under for receiving yards is 48.5. Detroit has struggled to cover receivers on the outside, but not necessarily in the slot. And for me, Reynolds is the fourth option on this team behind Gurley, Robert Woods, and Brandon Cooks. So I just don't think he's going to have the volume, and I don't think this over-under is priced properly. So we like the under for Josh Reynolds as one of the better prop bets on Sunday.
All right, so under in receiving yards for Josh Reynolds, and it's going to be a lot of dogs today, according to John Ewing. You like the 49ers plus the points. You like the Raiders plus the points and the Lions plus the points. Your three strongest leans here week 13, right?
Oh, man, you guys are going to give me so much grief next week if I'm wrong. I could be like, what were you thinking, John? It was so easy going the
but
other
But, John,
way.
If you're right, if you're right, you're paying somebody's mortgage this week. I'll tell you that.
Let's go. The dogs are barking Sunday. I feel it.
That's exactly. Hey, John, we appreciate it, brother, each and every week. You do a great job. And enjoy all the action today, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
You got it. Hit him up on Twitter, at John Ewing as well. Action Network.
Look at that. 49ers, Raiders, Lions.
That's it. That's it. He likes a lot of dogs today. Take the points, according to Ewing.
I love it. Week 13, bringing a different spice to it.
Wind it down in the fantasy football season as it's the march to the postseason. Scotty Grambling is going to join David and myself coming up top of the hour. DRF Sports Forum managing editor. But all roads lead to New Jersey's number one sportsbook that's open 7 days a week. It's the FanDuel Sportsbook located right inside the Meadowlands Racetrack. I'll be there right after today's show. Can't wait. Now, here's how you get to the FanDuel Sportsbook. Coming to today's game, you have a parking pass. So park the car, head on over to Lot G for the free round-trip racetrack shuttle, which takes you to FanDuel Sportsbook. No parking pass. Just come on over here to Reds. Grab the $10 shuttle to MetLife Stadium. From there, jump on the free round-trip racetrack shuttle that drops you off at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Or just take mass transit to MetLife Stadium and walk to the free racetrack shuttle Lot G. It runs continuously, so you won't miss kickoff. Plus, you can avoid all the post-game traffic by watching wagering on all the late games at the FanDuel Sportsbook. They will shuttle you back to your car or train right after. Doesn't get better than that. For info, visit playmeadowlands.com/FanDuel. Must be 21 or older to wager. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We talk Giants, Jets, and go around the league. It's Football Sunday on The Fan.
Third Eye Blind. Live in concert. Grand Theatre at Foxwoods Resort Casino. Saturday, December 15th at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now at foxwoods.com or call 1-800-200-2882. The EP, Thanks for Everything, is available everywhere now. There's more at thirdeyeblind.com.
One, two, three.
What are you guys counting?
Stars.
Where do you see stars?
On all these cars.
Spot a star in a BMW and you're looking at a BMW from BMW of Springfield, part of the Celebrity Motor Car Group. The star is your assurance you'll receive exclusive red carpet treatment like no other.
Look, Mommy, now our car is a star.
The fastest way to get the status you deserve and the value you expect is to follow the star to BMW of Springfield.
Hey, it's Carl Banks for Kia. You know, I've been telling you how much I love driving my Kia Sorento. But it's not just that the Sorento is rugged and refined. It's smooth ride. The safety features like active all-wheel drive, the advanced system that gives you control in all types of weather, or the technology. It's everything. And the quality of my Sorento really does impress me. Now you can discover Kia's industry-leading quality and why customers are very happy with their Kia Sorento purchase with just a simple test drive when you stop by your local Kia dealer. This month, Kia is offering great deals on Sorento, the larger SUV that has anti-lock brakes standard, the available third-row seating, just like the one I'm driving, the head-turning Optima sedan that is loaded with comfort, the sporty Forte sedan, which has tons of technology. the Sportage, built for life's adventures, or the classic yet modern Stinger. To check out all the great offers on the full line of Kia models, just visit KiaDealers.com or stop into your local New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut Kia dealer today and tell them Carl sent you.
Hi, it's Jerry Laracuda, president of CSEA Nassau Local 830. What's going on with our football teams? Something's got to change. These quarterbacks need protection, just like the protection CSEA Nassau Local 830 gives its members each and every day. While you can't always count on your favorite team, you can always count on the men and women of CSEA Local 830, fighting for our members who provide hundreds of essential services every day. We never quit.
CSEA Local 830, we work for you.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name.